All right, let's talk about something that I know that all of you, including myself, have run into at one time or another in your life, and that is when certain individuals show up wanting to talk about the Bible or religion, and you're not really prepared for them. They just kind of sneak up on you. You're doing your business, and then all of a sudden, and you're going, who could that be? What, they went around to the back door? I better get this taken care of here. I really need to... there they are again. Okay, let me get this done here. And so you get out of the restroom and away you go. You've headed off to the front door for the encounter of your life. And there they are, two individuals, and you don't know where they're from or what they're really peddling. You open up the door and they say, I am from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We're the Mormons, and we're here to tell you about Joseph Smith and his gospel. And you're going, what in the world am I going to do now? I have no clue what the Mormons even believe. And it doesn't necessarily even have to be the Mormons. It could be the Jehovah's Witnesses or whoever else. How are you going to react to them? Now, a lot of people will, they won't even answer the door at all. And if they do, and they find out who it is on the other side, they slam the door in their face, go about their merry way. Others end up getting kind of accosted into a conversation with them. You know, do you believe this? Do you go to church there? And all of that kind of stuff. All of this is kind of foreplay, if you will, of trying to get the homeowner or the apartment dweller, or maybe it's even at your place of employment, involved in a conversation where they can get you down to the baptismal font and make you a member of their particular organization. What do you do? How do you respond to them? Well, as somebody who has been dealing with those in aberrant religions, the counterfeits, the cults, and the like for almost 40 years now, I've come up with a few things that you can do if you're going to actually engage these individuals. What to look out for, what to say, and either bring them into your realm of reality and hopefully also keep out of their realm of, well, this kind of the fictional world that they want to paint. So how do you deal with those in the cults? You can kind of give me a few ideas of your own if you want to later on, but here's kind of what I've come up for right now. First of all, if you're going to deal with anybody that's in a cult, and that's what they are, is a cult. They, you know, a lot of people today say, oh, you can't use that word anymore. You can't use the C word. My question is, why not? Why give them our language to define what they are? You know, basically a religious cult is nothing more than an aberration. It's a counterfeit. It's something that Jesus warned about. Jesus said to beware of the false prophets. You know, they're out there in, you know, dress, they're wolves in sheep's clothing. So why do we need to give them language to disarm us? No, they're in a cult. They're in an aberration. They follow one man's interpretation, a bad interpretation, of the Bible. And I don't see any need to give them our language to defend ourselves. That said, develop a good or a solid understanding of what the Bible says. Those in the cults hate that. They don't like an informed person that they are talking to, especially when it comes to the Bible. It's like kryptonite to Superman. If you show the cult member that you know what you're talking about when it comes to the Bible, and generally speaking, that requires you're going to have to do some reading and studying on your own, and hopefully you can find yourself a good Bible teaching, Bible preaching church that you attend. Hopefully you're active there. But if you can do those things, number one, that's going to repel them. They're going to want to immediately leave. In fact, it's only been just a few years ago, when the Mormons did this to me. You know, they didn't know that I had been working on my master's degree in theological matters. And they came over, I let them in, we started talking, And I was in the process of writing my master's thesis, and I asked them a simple question, you know, after letting them give me their Joseph Smith spiel. I asked them, are you sure that you're eternally secure, you know, when it comes to your sins? Have you been eternally forgiven? And the older Mormon got up and he left immediately. He took his partner with him. We need to go talk to somebody that is going to be willing and open to listen to us. You see, that's the way the cults want it. They want it to be a one-way street. You listen to them, but when it comes to, well, the other way around, and you asking questions and putting them on the spot, well, no, that's off limits. That's one way to deal with those in the cults. Know what the Bible says. Have a sound understanding of, you know, the doctrines and the teachings and the history. Secondly, be patient. But argue validly while you're doing it. You see, what those in the cults, they want to get you all wrapped up in a froth. They want you to get excited. They don't want you to think clearly. And so what they'll often do is they'll bombard you from all angles, kind of disjointed questions and statements and the like, and they want to try to break you down. This is where you need to be patient. Don't jump into any quick answers or anything like that. Think about what they're saying. And to develop your counter-argument, because it's really all about arguing back and forth. Anytime, you know, either side is vying for the truth, so to speak, they're going to make either valid or true statements or untrue statements that are either going to lead to a valid or an invalid conclusion. Now, you don't have to spell that out to them. You don't have to get out your, you know, your Peter Kreeft book on logic or anything like that. You just simply need to learn how to discuss and or argue your point as you patiently listen to what they've got to say. Because I guarantee you, those in the cults, they constantly make illogical statements. They constantly trip over themselves, mainly because of the aberration that they belong to and the distortion that they have been taught about biblical Christianity. Third, know the definition of words beyond the cursory. Know what grace means. Know what faith means. Why do we believe the Bible is sufficient in all matters of faith and practice? Now, some Christians don't necessarily believe that, but I double-dog guarantee you those in the cults do not believe that the Bible is sufficient for all matters of faith and practice. That's why you've got the Book of Mormon, you've got the writings of L. Ron Hubbard, you've got the Jehovah's Witnesses New World's Translation. All of this here is designed to undermine the Bible. But if you know what those words mean, whether we're talking about grace and faith and salvation and who Jesus was and stuff like that, including having a solid stance on the Bible, I guarantee you they will not want to talk to you. In fact, you'll be blackballed or blacklisted and they will not come back. Fourth, stay firm and don't wander off topic. This is a hallmark of what the Jehovah's Witnesses like to do. They like to take you on a ping pong journey around the Bible, cherry-picking verses here and there and trying to confuse you into believing, you know what, Charles Taze Russell was actually the prophet that he said that he was, along with G.F. Rutherford and the like. 1914 was the end of the world. In fact, maybe 2000 was as well, and we're all still here. They're going to try to do whatever they can to try to get an edge on you, and that simply means trying to get you off balance, you know, but you've got to stay firm. Make them stay on one topic, stay on one question until they actually answer it. Because before long, they're not going to want to stay there. They're going to get frustrated, get up, and leave. Number five, understand the difference between the face-to-face type of encounters versus those that are online. A person that is talking to you from a cult knocking at your door is a completely different animal than the person you're going to meet online. Recently, somebody ask me a question about this online. Why is there all this vitriol online? We see when it comes to online discussions, those in the cult feel like they've got a safe buffer to harangue you, harass you, insult you, and whatever, and you're not going to be able to do anything about it. And this is their way, online tactic, of not only keeping your attention, but to break you down. Don't be expecting some courteous discussion with an online person that's hiding behind some screen name. It just isn't going to happen. And also, don't be expecting to go online and do a wonderful bang-up job of evangelism. That's not going to happen either. All that you can do there is, once again, stay on topic, and hopefully they'll either just leave you alone, or there will be somebody out there that will listen to a rational, coherent, valid presentation of what the truth is, because you know those in the cults don't have it. Number six, don't play God. It's not for you to be God. Let God be God. Because as soon as you start trying to play God, then you're the one that's going to be frustrated why this person that you're talking to won't listen to you. It's not for you to do the convicting. All that you can do is simply present the truth. And if God manages to take that truth that you presented, whether it's breaking down or exposing the cult for what it is, the falsehood that it is, great. If that person decides to ever come to a saving faith in Jesus, that's going to be God's doing. That's not yours. You are nothing more than a tool in that respect. Now, you may be able to enjoy that, and that's great. If that person happens to be converted out of the cult and they thank you later on, but that is God's doing. That's not yours. And finally, be fearless, but be cautious too. There's one thing to have what is known as a holy boldness when talking to those in the cults. There's another thing when it becomes so prideful that you trip up and end up in the cult yourself. So be careful there. Be bold. Know what the truth is. Proclaim it as God has revealed. But then be cautious about all of the tripwires that the cultists might have in store for you. From past experience, this kind of thing happens quite often, and it ends up demoralizing the Christian from further evangelistic efforts with those that either are in the cults or not. Just be careful, for everything that the Christian has to say is true, there's a counterfeit that the cultist has in store. But remember, the counterfeit is not the real thing. And it's going to be up to you to just boldly proclaim the truth and expose the falsehood for what it is, and then go from there. All the best to you as you talk to those who are in the cults, and I guarantee you there is plenty of them out there. Be careful, be bold, stay on track, develop an understanding of the Bible, and you'll be well on your way to knowing how to deal with those that come knocking on your door.